Mark Carney elected Prime Minister of Canada for a full term after historic victory. Mark Carney has been elected as Canada's new Prime Minister, according to projections by CBC News and CTV News this Monday. This pivotal decision grants the Liberal Party its fourth consecutive term, a rare achievement in the country's political history, while successfully fending off the conservative surge led by Pierre Poilievre. Mark Carney, who previously served as governor of two major G7 central banks and held executive positions at Brookfield Asset Management and Bloomberg, had realigned the Liberals following Justin Trudeau's resignation. Portrayed as a crisis manager, he campaigned on safeguarding Canada's economy and cultural values against U.S. President Donald Trump's new tariff policies, as reported by Politico. On the campaign trail, Carney positioned himself as a bulwark against what the Liberals characterized as Poilievre's populist ideology. He emphasized his commitment to protecting Canada from Trump's expansionist ambitions, vowing to prevent the country from becoming a 51st state. This approach evidently resonated with voters concerned about their economic future and national identity. There are no magic solutions. There are no quick fixes, Carney cautioned following the U.S. implementation of heavy automotive tariffs. But I have complete faith in our country because I understand what President Trump fails to grasp. We love Canada with all our hearts, the Prime Minister Carney added. Carney's election comes amid heightened tensions. Since his return to the White House, Donald Trump has imposed several tariffs on Canada, including a 25% tax on products that don't comply with the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement, as well as on certain vehicles and automotive parts. Barely elected for a full term, Carney announced that his immediate priority would be to open negotiations with Washington. However, he also emphasized that the era of traditional relations between Canada and the United States was now over, according to Politico. He pledged to diversify the country's trade and military alliances, particularly in the Arctic region, and reduce Canadian automotive industry's dependence on the American market. Mark Carney's rise is particularly remarkable given that, until recently, the Liberals were significantly trailing the Conservatives in polls. Justin Trudeau's withdrawal, Carney's election as party leader, combined with Trump's return, have triggered an unprecedented political turnaround, according to numerous political analysts. With this victory, Canadians have not only chosen to extend the Liberal experience but have also expressed their determination to defend their economic and political sovereignty in an increasingly uncertain international environment. Mark Carney's victory comes as a relief for many immigrants, both in Canada and the United States. During his campaign, Conservative candidate Pierre Poilievre had promised to implement an immigration policy similar to that of far-right American leader Donald Trump. In the United States, thousands of immigrants hoping to find refuge in Canada had closely followed this election. However, it's important to note that Mark Carney's election doesn't guarantee a more favorable situation for immigrants wanting to settle in Canada. The Canadian government had recently tightened eligibility conditions. Many people attempting to cross the northern border have been turned back to the United States.